That song right there was, of course, Dominion Road by the Mutton Birds, but I'm sure you all already knew that.
Yes.
Yes, and it was picked as the first guest list song by the wonderful Luna Intruder in studio with us right now.
Yes, hello, good morning.
What's up, boys? How's it going?
Very good, very good. Do you want to, you know, just speak to us about that song? I mean, we all know it, we all love it, but what is it, you know, why did you choose to pick it for our RDU listeners?
Oh, I reckon it's just the ultimate New Zealand classic. Like, yeah. Driving down the road, that guitar riff starts up and you're like, oh, yep.
You're like, I'm in.
Yeah, straight up.
Yeah. It's one of those songs, once you hear the first few minutes, you're like, well, now I gotta listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I can't skip now.
Maybe even a repeat on there. You're like, I'll chuck one.
You know, I gotta really listen to it.
So, yes, Luna Intruder, hello. First question I want to ask you guys is just how you started out and what inspired the whole music thing.
Started out, we were both looking for bands, couldn't find reliable people, as it always goes. And Matt had the idea, put up on the TuneSock page.
Nice.
Looking for some people to work on a project.
And,
got some answers going. Yeah. I was one of those people.
I literally got three replies, and I was like, literally, two guitarists, me and a drummer.
Nice.
And we just went from there. So if you ever saw that post, you missed out. Like,
You missed out. It's going to be one of those, like, you know, in 50 years when there's the documentary about you, they're going to interview someone who's like, I saw the post.
Yeah, and I did message them.
Be like Catfish, how they put the screen on the TV. Yeah, they'll say that.
Very Catfish. But yeah, then that was about 2 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago, what the hell was that? Here we are.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to talk about your sound for a bit? What genre would you say you subscribe to, and how has that changed over time?
Mm.
Right now, I'd say we're like trying to go into like the we're delving into quite a lot of different stuff, but we're trying to compile it. So I'd say like psychedelic indie rock, but elements of dream pop in there, kind of that that's coming, getting a bit more popular now.
Mm-hmm.
All this like South Island bands, basically. We're just another one.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with that. But better. Exactly.
Hey,
exactly.
You get to see yourself out, you know.
I love that. That's great.
Yes.
You guys have a track coming out this Friday. We're going to play it at the end of this, but we can talk about it now, you know, get people excited. It's called Angel. It comes out this Friday. Tell us a little bit about the track.
So it kind of started sort of writing itself literally kind of just after we released our first EP.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually finished our first EP and we were kind of like, I feel like we had so many ideas, but we're like, well, I'm not quite sure. There's so many different like directions we can take here. But then I kind of just latched onto this like idea that came through all of them. I'm like, what can I do like to make our sound a bit more distinct and not so all over the place? And I started writing that one and it kind of just fell together for me, and I was like, ran it past the boys and they're all like, yeah, this, I reckon this is like the sound, the direction we want to go in.
Fantastic.
And it kind of just went from there. I don't know, the dynamics were a bit more different than some of our other songs as well, so it was just a healthy direction, I think, for the band.
Cool.
So, long story short, some girls broke our hearts.
we've all been there. Exactly. And you know what? The healthiest thing to do is to write a song about it, you know?
And write a good song.
Exactly.
That's what I like to hear. And you mentioned all these other bands, one of which are Maker Road. And your new song for the guest list, sponsored by New Zealand On Air, thank you New Zealand On Air, is Ride. So do you want to tell us a little bit about why you picked Maker Road Ride as your new track? Guest list time.
I actually used to hang out with Connor McCurlick, who's the guitarist.
Cool.
And then
humble brag.
Yeah, just sorry, flex. And he played me the song one time, and I was like, "What the hell? Like, this is crazy good, man!" Like,
awesome.
Then they released it on Spotify, and then next thing you know, they're like New Zealand's biggest egg, basically.
Yeah.
So, I know the song, just like we were talking about before, it's the ultimate song for any occasion. You're sad, play this. You're happy, play this. You know.
Beautiful.
Hang out with friends, play this.
That's what we love to hear. Well, whatever mood you guys are in right now, it's about to get even better because this is Ride by Maker Road.
I don't know what she said. We were lovers before. Can't get it out of my head. Forget the facade. I don't care about designer dress. She thinks her life's hard, but I don't. No, I don't.
Was Ride by Mako Road, chosen by Luna Intruder, brought to you by Guest List, thanks to New Zealand On Air. Goodness me, so many little tangents in there.
Yes, ticked them all off. Nice.
That was like one of the first times in a while that I feel like for Guest List, the song started and we were all just silent because we were all just like, I really just want to listen to the song right now. Yeah.
It's a good song.
It is. It's a really, really good song.
So Mako Road, clearly one of your influences if you picked that track. But do you guys want to spiel about all the other fantastic bands bands. You say that you wanted to like diversify, or I mean, find your own sound that's different to maybe what's, you know, happening in the crowd, shall we say? Mm. So yeah, how do you guys continually innovate and remain doing new things, staying different, all that good stuff?
Mm.
Well, I think it helps that the band members themselves listen to like a lot of like different stuff, like different genres completely, mm-hmm. like even like the heavier genres, like mm-hmm. like you've got the softer genres and everything. I think it comes down to a lot of the genres that kind of just the massively different genres.
Yeah.
But that's probably the hardest part as well, because we want to create a staple in our brand, but yeah. sometimes it's like, oh, we can't go maybe too far this way or too far that way. Mm-hmm. I mean, for me, I'm definitely getting more used to, like, before I joined the band, I definitely wasn't as into, like, the New Zealand indie band scene and stuff. So these guys have probably had an influence on me, like the band boys and stuff.
Cool.
Just listening to them a bit more. But when I grew up listening to a lot more, like, obviously, I'm from the UK, so grew up listening to way more British bands and stuff. So
yeah.
I'd probably try to still feed that in.
Cool.
Influence and on purpose, just... Yeah, to try definitely. And give it.
There'll be a grime album in the future. You know, surely. Yeah, surely. Yeah.
Yeah. Stormzy feature.
Yeah, a little Stormzy feature. That'd be great. Yeah, that'd be real cool. What plans do you guys have for the rest of this year? I mean, you know, obviously it's early on. Well, fairly early. We're actually kind of mid year. I keep thinking it's early.
Yeah,
but
we
it's
are
really mid year.
It's April.
But yeah, what are any plans for Luna Intruder in the rest of the year?
We've got this next EP that we've almost finished.
Nice.
We're just putting the finishing touches on it.
Cool.
That should be out hopefully June.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
We've got that new song coming out on Friday. We're booked up until June as well, every weekend, which is hectic, but is what it is. But a bit of money in the back pocket.
Hey, awesome. Secure the bag. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And then I think we had plans over summer to hunker down, like save up enough money to pay our rent. Go to this house up in the Sounds and just record an album.
Awesome.
Yeah,
cool.
That's the plan, but like, you know, nothing ever goes to plan.
For sure.
But we'll see what happens. Cool. That'd be mean. But mm-hmm. then also try getting on some festy lineups. That'd be sick.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Wow, super exciting.
Yeah.
And we talked about the song before, the brand new song coming out on Friday. Angel, we're going to give it a spin now. Do you have any final words for our audio listeners just in general or about this track before we play you out with this wonderful new track?
This is probably the first time we've played it like public.
Cool.
So if you're listening, you're lucky.
Sneak preview right here. Fantastic. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in. This has been Luna Intruder on The Morning After. We really appreciate your time this morning.
Yes, thank you.
No worries at all. And everyone out there, please enjoy this fantastic track, Angel, by Luna Intruder. This is the first time the public is hearing it. Comes out Friday. So if you really like it, which you will, you can stream it on Friday. Give it all the love.
That was The Guest List, brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.